Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Alrighty, we are back. And one of the things I wanted to say, Peter, on this, these experimental drugs, they really got to make people know they're experimental. And not in any way, shape, or form trying to force these drugs on anybody, okay? The warning should be very, 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 very clear that these are experimental. I know there are some people that have life and death situations, and they're willing to take the chance, but they need to be kept in their place, not like what happened before, because people are still dying from these experimental drugs. Let's go to New York with Annette. Annette, you're in the air.
Oh, yes. Hi, Dr. Glidden. I'd like to ask you about sleeping problems. I have two problems. One is restless leg, and the other one is a spine burning that I fell 25 years ago off a ladder, and keeps burning.
Okay, so restless leg. You know, there's a saying in medicine that when you hear hoofbeats, you think about horses before you think about zebras, which means you think about the most common things that cause things before you think about weird things that cause things. So the first thing to consider with restless leg syndrome is that it is simply a deficiency syndrome in not enough calcium and not enough magnesium in your body. Because your body needs both of those minerals to be in a good state of balance. And when that happens, the restless leg isn't there. I mean, because that's what's causing it. It's a deficiency syndrome caused by not enough, an imbalance in magnesium and calcium. So when you take the Healthy Foundation Pack into your body, it gives you all of the calcium and all of the magnesium that you need, but there are 88 other essential nutrients that your body also needs. And that's the beauty and the magic of the Healthy Foundation Pack, because when we give the body everything that it needs in recipes that it can actually absorb, then everything works better. I mean, it's like listening to the whole orchestra instead of just listening to the drums and the guitar. I mean, it's a big difference.
So the
Healthy Foundation Pack is what you need, and I would guess that it would fix the restless leg problem within about 14 days.
Even though my blood test shows calcium and magnesium is fairly okay.
Yeah, there are no blood. Now, here's a news flash. There are no blood tests that have been invented yet that can accurately tell what your nutritive levels of calcium and magnesium are. As a matter of fact, there's an inverse relationship between blood calcium and nutritive calcium. So if your blood calcium is high, it means your nutritive calcium is low. So it's complicated. And conventional medical doctors, bless their hearts, are not trained in any of this. They don't have any education. They don't have any clinical experience at all with medical nutrition. They don't know anything about it. I mean, I don't know anything about open heart surgery. I'm a physician. I have 36 years of clinical work, but I don't know anything about open heart surgery. I'm the wrong dog for that hunt. Your medical doctor is the wrong dog for the hunt for medical advice about medical nutrition. They don't have any experience with it whatsoever. So if you're having restless legs, 5 will get you 10, that it's because you have a calcium and a magnesium deficiency. And the best way to fix that is with the Healthy Foundation Pack. I forget the second part of your question. I'm sorry.
A spine burning that I fell off a ladder 25 years ago, and I fell straight up.
Yeah. So here's the deal, right? The human body is smart. Your body is so smart it grew itself all by itself from one little cell into you. That's because the body is inhabited by an intelligent spiritual force. And that force is what's running the show. And your body knows how to fix this problem. Your body is trying to fix this problem, but your body needs raw materials in order to fix this problem, right? I mean, if you try to grow a tomato plant in sandy soil and you never water it, the plant's going to die. It's not going to be able to grow, even though it has the ability to grow. So your body needs nutrients in order to fix itself. And, you know, because you have the restless leg, I think there's a relationship between the metabolic deficiencies that are driving the restless leg syndrome and the body's inability to heal itself from the injury so many years ago. So the recommendation for you for 90 days would be one healthy foundation pack plus one extra bottle of white liquid calcium. One extra bottle of white liquid calcium.
What?
And give the people. Yeah, that's part of white liquid calcium is part of the foundation pack, but you need a second bottle. So I would get the foundation pack, which has one bottle of the calcium in it, and I would order a second bottle of the calcium, and I would do that, those two things, for 90 days. And give the people at ISIL Health a call. The number again, 888-618-1796.
Okay, thank you so very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, call me back next month and let me know what happened, please.
How much should I take of the white liquid calcium?
The people that you're going to buy it from will tell you how to take all of it.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, and have a Merry Christmas, Annette. All right, there you go. I always took just one capful. I take one capful. And I mixed it in with those minerals, cap full of minerals. And,
that's good stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of a, you know, just to balance things out, I guess. Maintenance, I guess you'd call it maintenance.
It's the whole body toddy, Pastor. It's the whole body toddy.
All right. All right. The phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673.
We have Cliff.
Here's what I want to know, Pastor. I have a question for you.
Sure.
Right? Okay. Well, how do you come up with all of these songs, man? And where do you go to record them? I think they're great.
Well, I went to different places to record them. We actually recorded some right in a church. I wrote about 40 of those songs. I wrote them, and then we just recorded them. But I'd like to take tunes... that were, you know, popular tunes I liked, but changed the words so that we'd have better words, okay? And so, people told me often that I sound a lot like Johnny Cash when I was singing. So when he did that Burning Ring of Fire, I did that. I changed the lyrics, and I got a very, very similar music to it. And I did the Burning Lake of Fire, and... people really, really liked that one. And, Welcome to God's World, I did that, that song that Dean Martin sang, Welcome to My World.
Jim Reeves, right?
Yeah, Jim Reeves and Dean Martin, too. And I changed the lyrics to that, and Welcome to God's World. And so... Well, right now we'll welcome Clifford to our world. Clifford, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi. Before I get to my question, that there was an article. You know, I was just looking at LifeSiteNews.com, and it's more of a Canadian website. And it said, and it was either Ottawa, Ontario, a doctor, Mara, a woman doctor, accumulated $600,000 in cash for giving the shots, but she used unpaid volunteers to assist her, and, you know, she put in for the money for those shots at the end, and now they're asking her to give the money back. But it's interesting that she said, we did what we needed to do, that we got everything out quickly. This needed to be, you know, that race against time. If people don't take these shots, you know, this is the end of the world. In the meantime, another... Where I am locally, some 17-year-old hockey player just dropped dead a day ago. But my question is, Pete, more this people that are looking to remain youthful. I just read a novel someone recommended. I forget the title, but it was set in Maine, basically, and one of the key characters was this woman that's in her mid-40s or early 40s, and her husband's like this wealthy political guy, and she's anticipating getting ditched by him for a younger model, and she's doing a little Botox. So I'd ask you about people that are in that boat that are kind of looking for that youth enhancement. Sometimes you hear of some supplements like to take collagen type 1. They have them in gummies now, you know. And then I do hear of ATP as an energy, you know, whether that you can get that from food or would you recommend a supplement? And then the other one was, this is more brain connection. What do you call it? NAD is, you know, I hadn't heard of that as much research derived from niacin as helping with the connections in the brain in terms of the signals between the neurons.
Yeah, so they're really good questions, Cliff. Really good questions. And let me just say this, that from personal experience, I've met a number of people who have been raw food people, right? That's their whole thing is they eat raw food. They eat raw fruit, raw fruits, raw vegetables. They don't eat meat. And every single one of these people, they looked about 30 years younger than they actually were. I had to make them show me their driver's license because I didn't. There's no way that you're 65 years old. I mean, you look like you're 35 years old. So from personal experience, I can tell you that there is a there with the raw food diet. You know, it's an extreme diet. I can't do it. I've tried to do it. It's very difficult, but nonetheless, it's very effective. And I can tell you something else, that my wife, Brenda, she's a couple of years younger than I am, and she looks 15 years younger than she really is, maybe 20, because she takes the nutritional supplements and she cleaned up her diet. I mean, this isn't rocket science, right? Your body needs this stuff in order to function the way that God and nature intended it to function. If it doesn't have this stuff, then inflammation is going to be the result, and tissue destruction is part of the inflammatory process. So, you know, if you stop eating food that's hurting the body, then the body doesn't have to waste resources putting out those fires. And if you give the body all of the nutrients that it needs on a regular basis, then the body regenerates itself and fixes itself. And one of the other keys to this, you know, once you've cleaned your diet up and nutrified the body, is fasting. My recommendation is you fast one day a week or three consecutive days a month. I don't eat any food, just drink water, and you take your nutritional supplements. And if you can belly on up to this far, once a year, do a five-day fast where you don't eat any food at all. You just take your nutritional supplements. And those are keys to longevity, and it works.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for calling. It's always fun talking to you. I appreciate your questions.
All righty. 888-677-9673. The phone lines are open. And if you have a question or a comment, give us a call here. I wanted to just get into something very quick before we take another caller. And just, you know, to show you how, you know, that government, you were talking about the FDA and that. Did you know that only 6% of government workers go to work, a 5-day work week now? We're talking
Come
about
on.
Federal. Yeah, only six out of 100. It's unbelievable. Yeah. That.
Maybe Elon Musk can do something about that.
Well, Musk is going to get some help because the second richest man in, supposedly in the world, I mean, they're saying Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and then Mark Zuckerberg, first, second, and third, but I got to tell you, you know, when it comes to the Rockefellers and these people, they're much, much, they own much more. The idea is to control everything, but make sure your name's not on anything. And that's, there is what they call the old money. There's the real big money. And there's where you have your trillionaires out there. But people don't, most people aren't aware of that because they're not allowed to know that, okay? And so,
yep.
But here's some very, very good news is Speaker Johnson and the Congress want to defund planned predators. They want to defund planned. And do you know how much they get? They get $300 million of our tax dollars a year.
Unbelievable.
For killing babies. These are wicked, wicked evil. You talk about wicked evil. Planned Predators is the most wicked, evil, ungodly organization out there today. And so, anyhow, I just thought I'd skip those in before we took our next call.
From your lips to God's ears, or however that goes.
Yeah, well, one of the things, and guess what happened there? You know, see what you think of this. There in Congress, at the House, Speaker Johnson posted in the bathrooms that only women can go into the women's bathroom, that men couldn't go in there into the women's bathroom. And what do you think happened because of that? Immediately, a gang full of those trans things, a whole bunch of those trans things gathered up and they stormed into the woman's bathroom to show that they could go in there.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Not only that, but these women now are shaving their heads, and they're now getting hysterectomies. They're getting hysterectomy to protest Trump. Who do we have?
We have Jimmy in Massachusetts.
Let's go out to Massachusetts. We have Jimmy out there in Massachusetts. Jimmy, you're in the air.
Hello. Good evening, Pastor Ernie. I love your show. I had a question for the doctor. My daughter's not taking the supplements, but they think that they just diagnosed her with supposedly having colitis. So what do you suggest?
Well, it is rocket science, right? So when anybody has colitis, which is a disease of the digestive tract, then 100% of the time, they need to clean their diet up because they invariably and unwittingly they are eating on a regular basis food that is causing inflammation in the gut. And then when there's inflammation in the gut, we get all kinds of funny business with microbes in the butt, in the gut that are growing there that shouldn't be growing there. The reason that they're growing there is because of the metabolic imbalance caused by the inflammation. And what's the inflammation caused by? The inflammation is caused by consistent consumption of all the wrong food. So the first thing for anybody with colitis to do is to stop eating the 12 bad foods. You can get that list at EiffelHealth.com, E-I-F-F-E-L, health.com, Eiffel, like the tower, health.com. And there's also a product that was developed by a missionary in Brazil. This guy was, I forget what faith he was. Nonetheless, he was a missionary, and he was working with the indigenous people in Brazil. And they told him about this formula they had developed that they were told to develop by God in order to help people get over all kinds of digestive issues, including cancer. And the company that makes it is called Deca Aloe. It's D like David, E like Oscar, C like Charlie, A like Apple, Aloe, ALOE.com. And the product is called Supreme Immune Health Formula. It's a formula made from aloe vera, a particular species of aloe vera that grows in Brazil. And so anyway, the recommendation would be 3 bottles of the Supreme Immune Health Formula. Take it as directed. They'll tell you when you buy it, how to take it. and she should stop eating the 12 bad foods. And I'm going to bet you dollars to donuts that if she does those two things, she'll have a tremendous amount of relief within about 8 weeks.
Okay. Well, that's all what right. I thought, because she used to be almost a vegan, and she was fine. All of a sudden, her boyfriend now, I think she's changed what she eats. He eats whatever. And all of a sudden,
I mean, right, you got a problem with the gut, and it's probably the food causing it. And regretfully, the medical doctors, again, they've really dropped this ball, man, because they don't have any clinical experience with this. They'll tell you that it's genetic, that it's just life, and that, you know, all you can do is get in line for surgery. And in the meantime, take anti-inflammatory drugs, which are going to mess up your bones and your joints. But
meds. Right.
It's nuts, man. Because, you know, thank God for insulin, right? This isn't a diatribe against drugs, but for goodness sake.
Let me ask you about this, because very quickly, I just wanted to ask before I take another call. What about popcorn? I mean, I have this thing. I like popcorn. I really like popcorn. Is there anything wrong with that?
No, nothing wrong. Some people have an intolerance to corn. If you have an intolerance to corn, then popcorn would be ill-advised. But if you don't have an intolerance, then you're good with it. And I have a special popcorn recipe. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So you get brewer's yeast. You sprinkle brewer's yeast. And have you ever heard of a condiment called tamari? T-A-M-A-R-I. It's kind of like soy sauce.
No, I never heard of that. But
okay, you can get it any health food store. Probably Whole Foods will carry it. Get tamari. T-A-M-A-R-I. It looks exactly like soy sauce. It tastes a little bit different than soy sauce. So you put a teaspoon of tamari on the popcorn, a handful of brewer's yeast, and then you sprinkle cayenne pepper on top of it. I got to tell you something. You will not be able to stop eating that. It is freaking delicious.
I love cayenne pepper. All right. Yeah, I raised some of the hottest cayenne peppers. Okay. All right. Who do we have? Merry Christmas to you. There. Who do we have next?
We have Ann in California.
Let's go out to California. We got Ann out there. Hey, Ann, you're in the air.
Hi, Chester. Merry Christmas to you and the doctor, and thanks for what you both do. Okay, I have a question. I just got back my x-rays from my back, and I was told that I would be – I'm in a wheelchair now because it's very painful for me to walk, and they told me that there was nothing they could do not the vertebrae, it's the spaces between the vertebrae that
the intervertebral disc.
Pardon?
Yes, they tell you have degenerative disc disease. Is that what they told you?
Yes.
It's
like a sentence, to be in this wheelchair. And
So, no, it's not. So I can tell you exactly what to do. So I've got a couple of questions for you, though. Okay?
Okay.
Does your body run warm or does your body run cold? Are you a little on the cold side or are you a little on the warm side every day?
Right now, a little on the cold side.
Okay. So do you have a pencil or something to write with?
Yes, in my hand.
Okay, very good. All right. So I want you to go to Amazon.com.
Okay.
And I want you to order homeopathic. It's the homeopathic medicine. Are you familiar with homeopathy?
Yes.
Okay, so this is a homeopathic medicine, and then I'm going to tell you what it is. First I'll say it, and then I'll spell it. It's called Calcarea Florica, and here's how you spell it. C like Charlie, A like Apple, L like Larry, C like Charlie, A like Apple, R like Roger, E like Echo, A like Apple. C-A-L-C-A-R-E-A. Second word, Florica. F like Florida. L like Larry, U like Utah, O like Oscar, R like Roger, I like India, B like Charlie, A like Apple.
Okay.
Calcarea florica in the 12X potency.
12X. Got it. Okay.
It may be labeled as a cell salt. It may say on the bottle or on the box, it may say Calcarea florica cell salt. Okay.
Okay.
Take 2 tablets 3 times a day for 4
Got
weeks.
It.
All right.
Okay.
Call Eiffel Health at 888-618-1796 and tell them
okay.
you want 1 healthy foundation pack and 1 okay. bottle of glucogel.
Say the second one again, please.
Yeah, glucogel, G-L-U, C like Charlie, O, G-E-L, glucogel.
Okay. Okay.
Capsule, and I'll tell you how to take it. If you do those 3 things, the Calcarea florica, the foundation pack, plus the glucogel, I'm going to bet you that you're going to experience slow and steady relief of the pain. You know, maybe every 21 days, it's kind of like watching ice melt in the springtime. this is a very good protocol for this problem. And the reason that this is happening to you, it's not because you have a bad gene. It's not because you're getting older. It's because your body has run out of the stuff that it needs to keep those discs healthy. Right?
Okay.
So you got to give your body the stuff it needs to fix itself. Keep your fingers crossed. And see how far back your body bounces. It's really pretty straightforward.
You know what? You have given me new hope because when I just got this diagnosis this afternoon, and I was pretty depressed. So anyway, I'm going to do exactly this, and then should I call next month or should I?
Call back next month. And, you know, you can also visit my website. You can talk to me twice a week on my website
okay.
if you become a subscriber to my website, right?
Okay.
So the website is, you're going to love the name of the website. It's leavebigpharmabehind.com.
Okay. Leave Big Pharma. Got it.
Okay. Leavebigpharmabehind.com. Yeah, yeah.
I'll do
so,
that.
Yeah, so I appreciate the trust. Let's full speed ahead and see what we can do, okay?
All right, and also if you write, you just send us a little letter telling us what your situation is. We pray for every letter we get that comes in. We go through it. We read every single one, and we pray over the people with their prayer requests. And, God answers prayer. So if you send us your prayer request and we'll pray over that for you.
Pastor, I really appreciate that. I listen to you 5 months a week, and I support you. But tonight, the timing was just, it was God's timing, because I thought the doctors aren't going to be able to do anything for me. So,
well, I'm glad you called.
Me too.
Yeah,
you have no idea. Thank you.
Yeah. All righty. Thank you, and have a Merry Christmas to you. Okay.
Hey, Pastor, you know what you should do?
What's that?
You should write a book of answered prayer.
You know, that might be a good idea. We do get those.
You should do a blow-by-blow testimony of answered prayer.
You know what?
Give people inspiration.
You know what? I got to try to remember to send you too. We did 6 hours. People have been wanting me to write a book for years and years, for many years, because of all the things we've had. A very unusual ministry where, a lot of stuff people just talk about. I've been involved in. I mean, you wouldn't believe. And I have those on DVDs now, and I probably should send you those DVDs.
Yeah,
because
let's I'd love that. That would be very kind of you.
Yeah, they're very, very interesting. So I've gotten a really good, you know, I kind of felt a little bit funny about, you know, doing it, one of, like, it's, you know, my life, but people kept urging me to do it, so I thought, well, hopefully it won't bore people, and I got a tremendous response because, you know, the Lord has put me things I would never think of doing myself. He's put me in situations where, well, stories, some, you know, sometimes stranger than fact, okay? But hang tight, we'll be back right after this.
We have...
Sin and error pine.
Alrighty, that was Lisa Kish and Lisa Sterling from the singing group Encounter, and that was beautiful. Tomorrow at 1 p.m., folks, 1 p.m. tomorrow, Missionaries to the Unborn from Doers of the Word Baptist Church, and if the emergency, snow emergency is over with, they will be out in front of Planned Predators, the most wicked, evil, ungodly, creeping, crawling purveyor of death on earth, out there right at the corner of Route 43 and Rockside Road in Bedford Heights at 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon is their shift. They're out there saving babies because God's word, the Bible, says to rescue those being led to slaughter and drawn to death. And we have Julie in the air. Julie, you're in the air.
Thank you. Dr. Glidden, would the Healthy Foundation Pack help someone, a woman, 35-year-old, with a bad case of endometriosis? And a second there's time... a 70-year-old man with Lewy body.
Lewy body dementia, right? So dementia is really tough because I don't know if you know this, but you can only diagnose Alzheimer's disease post-mortem, mm-hmm. right? You have to slice the brain up and look at it under a microscope. Oh, yeah, that was Alzheimer's disease. So there's a lot of different types of dementia, sundowner syndrome, Lewy body, Alzheimer's, and a whole bunch in between. It's kind of like cats, different types of cats. And our recommendation for any type of dementia is the same. So we do the Healthy Foundation Pack. We clean the diet up. We stop statin drugs because statin drugs will interrupt the body's natural process of cholesterol formation, and the brain is made from cholesterol. Right? Your central nervous system is made from cholesterol mostly. There's other things too. We think that Alzheimer's disease is a physician-created disease caused by the ridiculous prescription of statin drugs. There have been books that have been written about this by people much smarter than I. It's a too long of a conversation for the context of tonight, but nonetheless, my recommendation is a diet high in cholesterol. The termination of all statin drugs immediately, the Healthy Foundation Pack, and interestingly enough, a liver support therapeutic, because the body is a battery. The stomach provides the acid, the bones provide the base, the brain is the positive pole, and the liver is the negative pole. So whenever we have a problem with the brain, we want to help the liver. Never a bad idea to help the liver anyway, so it's kind of a no-brainer, pun intended. So the liver protocol is ascending doses of fresh squeezed beet juice on top of the 90 essential nutrients. And so it's 2 ounces a day for the first week, 3 ounces a day for the second week, 4 ounces a day for the third week, and then you wait 2 weeks and then you repeat. And you have to drink the juice within 30 minutes after you make it. And fresh squeezed beet juice all by itself is going to taste not so great. So I like to mix it with Granny Smith apple and carrot. So if you juice up the beets and then you add a couple of carrots and Granny Smith apple, it tastes delicious, by the way. And that's a really good recipe for liver health. And as the liver gets healthier, the brain's going to get healthier. Now, whether it's going to, how much of an effect it's going to have on Lewy body, if anybody can guess. But I would do it if it was somebody in my family, because you really don't have anything to lose. And this would be right on top of the 90. Now, for endometriosis, this is an interesting thing to think about, because one of the presumptive causes for endometriosis is blood backing up into the fallopian tubes during the menstrual cycle, and that's caused by the use of tampons. Or if the person who has endometriosis was a gymnast or, you know, did yoga a lot, and they did inverted postures during their menstrual cycle, which would cause the blood, instead of flowing out of the body, to flow back into the body. It gets into the fallopian tubes and then disseminates into the abdominal contents, and that's one of the presumptive causes of endometriosis. So no more tampon use for the person who has endometriosis. About 30% of the time, I've seen endometriosis eliminated with the Healthy Foundation Pack, and there's another product called the Good Herbs. It's made by the Good Herbs Company. It's called Female Hormone Support. The Good Herbs Female Hormone Support. 2 bottles a month for 3 months on top of the Healthy Foundation Pack. No more tampons, no inverted, doing anything with the body inverted during the menstrual cycle. About 30% of the time I've seen that happen. 70% of the time the women have needed surgery to get rid of the endometrial tissue in the abdomen. But those women who have that procedure done, if they follow my advice, they recover from the surgical procedure in half the time that they normally would. You know, sometimes you need surgery, right? Sometimes you need to take the antibiotic, but most of the times you don't. But so that, those are my recommendations in any event. It is like a big experiment. But because it's holistic medical nutrition, comprehensive holistic medical nutrition, even if it doesn't fix the endometriosis, it's going to provide great benefit to her body, mind, across the board. So it's like never fail fudge. It's never a bad idea.
Is the Good Earth
that makes sense?
Hormone? Yes, it does. Is the Good Earth Female Hormone also available at Eiffel Health?
Yeah, they sell it. It's a subsidiary of the Youngevity company that manufactures the supplement. So yeah, you can get it from them as well. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much, and God bless you, and God bless Pastor Ernie and your whole staff.
Well, God bless you too, Julie, and have a blessed Christmas.
Is it Christmas season already, Pastor? How did that happen?
It's happening. It's I'm not dreaming of a white Christmas right now. It's boy, do we have a white night out there tonight? All righty, who do we have there? Next in line, do we have him himself, Pastor Hal?
He is the one we have.
All righty, Pastor Hal, you're in the air.
Okay, did you want me to, first of all, I'd like to ask everybody, I don't know if you already asked, but if my daughter Rachel's going in for emergency surgery tomorrow morning.
That's the first thing we did. We prayed for Rachel right at the beginning of the program.
That's really great. I appreciate it. And did you want me to give the invitation right now?
No, I want you to tell us all the things that's wrong with you so Peter can tell you how to fix it.
Okay. Well, about a year and a half ago, I was diagnosed with stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and I took chemo a couple of times, and that just about killed me, so I haven't taken it since, and I'm actually feeling better. And then about a year ago, they told me I had prostate cancer, and I haven't taken anything for that except curcumin and grapeseed extract. And a whole lot of prayer, and I'm feeling good. Guys, I've been taking your stuff from Youngevity, too. I've been taking the liquid minerals and the liquid calcium and selenium and a lot of other stuff, probiotics, and it's really helping out a lot. So I feel good. I wouldn't know I had cancer unless they told me. But
I want you to get a book, Hal. I want you to get a book. You have something to write with?
Yeah.
Okay, the name of the book is called Healing is Voltage. Voltage.
Yeah. Okay.
By Jerry Tennant, T-E-N-N-A-N-T. He's an MD. It's a fascinating theory as to the genesis of cancer, and I think you would benefit from reading it. Healing is Voltage by Jerry Tennant. MD.
Okay. Yeah, I'll look for that tomorrow.
Okay, very good.
That is amazing. Healing is Voltage. Very interesting title. All righty.
Fascinating book.
Go ahead. Wanted you to know this. I figured this is something that you should know that they caught 15 people at the VA having an orgy. 15 people, but they were only two genders involved, okay, at the VA having an orgy. And here, some of them got reassigned. Others were resigned. But they all kept their pension. You know, it's, wow. Wasn't, yeah. So it wasn't like they were working there. It seems like just, it seems like with the Biden regime in there, there's not anything that they haven't corrupted. Not anything. I wanted to say this real quick, too, before we go in. And, you know, and we want people to know this, the reason that Kamala did not want to be border czar. She did not want to get in there. She did everything because what was going on there with Mayorkas and that, she knew sooner or later this was going to come out, and it's all coming out now, and she didn't want to have anything. She didn't want to come back to her, and that's the trafficking of the children and some horrible, horrible things happening there, even harvesting organs from these kids. So, boy, I'm going to tell you, it's folks, all this stuff. And here they're talking about, well, you hear these people saying Trump really shouldn't go after these people. They really shouldn't go after Mayorkas and McGarland and that. Look, if you allow them to get away with literally murder, and Fauci, if you allow them to get away with that, what does that tell you right there? You're doing like what George Soros is, you know, prostitutes that he calls attorney generals have done. A real attorney general should go after those people right away. They've committed high, high treasonous crimes against God and humanity. All right, now go ahead, Pastor.
Hallelujah. I'm with you 100%, Pastor.
Amen. Go ahead, Pastor. Tell the folks how they can escape that burning lake of fire.
Well, you know, in the Bible, in Romans 3:23, it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We all know how Adam sinned. Sin came into the world. All of us became infected by that sin. And God said the penalty for sin is spiritual death. In fact, in Romans 6:23, he said, "For the wages of sin is death." That means spiritual separation from God for eternity, as well as the fact of sin killing us physically. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, how do you get that gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord? When Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing him to transfer your sin and mine onto his son Jesus. So when Jesus said it is finished, that means all the work necessary for us to go to heaven, the redemption itself, was done in our place by Jesus Christ. God loves you, but he hates your sins. God wants you to come to heaven, but he says your sins cannot come with you. And the only thing that can wash away those sins is the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why Ephesians 1:7 says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." So salvation is a free gift. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." I've told people before, if you could quit sinning right now and never sin again the rest of your life, just the sins you've already done would keep you out of heaven, because God is a God of righteousness, and God hates sin. He cannot let sin into heaven, or it wouldn't be heaven very long. So his judgment, his righteous judgment, has to judge sin. And the good news is, though, that Jesus Christ took that judgment upon himself in our place. But the Bible says in Luke 13:3, "Except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Repentance is acknowledging to God that you're a sinner, that your sins is what nailed Jesus Christ to that cross, because that was what was necessary, the only thing that could save you from hell. And so when you come to Jesus in simple childlike faith and ask him to come into your heart, he'll do that. And that's how you receive him. John 1:12 said, "But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God." Right now, you're a creation of God. But to go to heaven, you have to become a son of God. And the way you do that is through the Holy Spirit coming into your soul and giving you spiritual birth into the kingdom of God. And John 3:3 through John 3:5 tells us that takes place the very moment you open up the door of your heart and ask Jesus Christ to come in. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. The Pope can't get you to heaven. No church can get you to heaven. Your good works can't get you to heaven. You can be a member of every church in town and die and go to hell with all your membership cards. Baptism doesn't get you to heaven. You could get baptized a million times, and it's not going to wash away one sin as far as water baptism goes. What gets you to heaven is you asking Jesus to come into your heart and give to you the payment he paid for you on that cross. And how do you do that? Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That means if you believe in your heart that Jesus died on that cross and shed his blood to save your soul, and you pray and ask him to come into your heart, he's going to do it. He wants you to be saved, but he's leaving it up to you. If you want to die and go to hell, if you want to reject the payment he paid for you, or if you want to try some other way to get to heaven, you go ahead, but you're going to end up in hell. God only made one way to heaven, and that's through what Jesus did for you on that cross. And if you reject that, you're rejecting the love of God, and light rejected becomes lightning. So my job as a preacher is to lead men and women to Christ. If you want to receive the payment Jesus paid for you, God hears me talking to you right now. God knows what's going through your mind and through your heart this very moment. Revelation 3:20 said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, or in other words, hear my word and open the door, I will come into him. So right now, Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart, and he's asking you if you will open up that door and trust him and him only to come in and give you eternal life and give to you that payment he paid for you on that cross. And that's permanent, it's eternal, and nobody can take it away from you. God wants you to do it. The devil doesn't want you to do it. The devil wants you to think as long as you know about it and accept the facts, that's good enough. But you can accept the facts and still die and go to hell if you don't receive the payment. So if you want that payment, you can pray and ask Jesus into your heart. That's what calling on the Lord is. It's prayer to God, a sinner's prayer, asking him to come into your heart. So I suggest you do that right now. And if a lot of people say, well, Pastor, I don't know how to pray. I'm not very good at praying. I'd be glad to lead you a few words at a time right now. But even though we're praying together, it'd be directly between you and God. So in just simple childlike faith, trusting God and his word and his promise, let's pray together. Oh, dear God, I confess unto you that I've sinned against you.
In 1 minute.
Word and deed. And Lord Jesus, I believe you died on that cross and shed your blood for my salvation. So Lord, right here and now, I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart, forgive me of all my sins, and save my soul, because that's why you died for me on that cross and shed your precious blood. And right now, God, I receive that payment you paid for me, and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And now 1 John 5:13 says that these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. Not just think it, wish it, or hope for it, but that you can know. How can you know? Because God made you that promise, and God cannot lie. Go ahead, Pastor.
All right, very good. You're absolutely right. I want to thank you for being here with us, Peter. Have a Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you, Pastor. Right back at you. Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas.
All right.
Amen.
And, so, and for all you folks out there, we want to say it's that time that we come to, well, have a Merry Christmas. We want to say thanks for being here. Thanks for your support. And we say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
And then we always say, God bless y'all.
God bless y'all.
And then we always say, and always, always, always,
always, always.
Keep fighting the fight. Fight, fight, fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.